This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, there's a big firestorm as the National Portrait Gallery artist hired by Obama is well known for being a black supremacist that calls for black women to be royal and to assess their royalty by chopping white women's heads off. And he paints all of that. Those articles are up on Infowars.com. We can throw that up on screen for TV viewers. So I know it sounds completely and totally unbelievable. But now there is a new controversy. And I remember reading about this a year ago when he was chosen. And this has been in the mainstream news. Obama portrait shock, president covered in sperm. This artist is obsessed with sperm. All of his paintings have sperm swimming all over everything. So I've told Kit to take the question mark off. It's admittedly that he paints sperm everywhere. And the word is him and Obama are really good friends. So here's a giant sperm swimming across the president's head. He also shows the president has six fingers in the national portrait. So there is the sperm, the head of the sperm. But this is a GMO sperm. It wouldn't even have a tail or be able to swim. So these are fully formed sperm that he has. You can see the sperm. They're swimming as well. So that is in your face. That is, you say, well, it doesn't make sense. It's so degenerate. It's a religion of degeneracy. It's what globalism is. It's what Satanism is. So there you go. President Obama covered in sperm in new national portrait. And it's all part of the joke in your face because they don't want upright strength. They want to have everything be a ritual of abomination. Jay in Toronto, thanks for holding your own the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'll make it quick. I know you have
you're awesome. Go ahead.
Coming on. I want to say, first off, I think you should shake Owen's hand. I saw the video where they were spitting on him, and I don't know how he kept his composure and how he didn't react. That's just amazing. I would never have been able to do that. So as one guy, I think you got to shake his hand for doing that. Moving on, I wanted to say that, you know, last week you had a guest on who was talking about the situation where America has an option between China and Pakistan or Russia and India. And
it's different global alliances. It's Russia with India, with Japan, with the U.S., with the U.K., versus the other alliance.
Yes, but I want to say that, you know, so I'm South Asian, I'm a Sikh, so I come from that region of the world, and India is not a safe place for Christians. One of the most dangerous places for Christians is actually India. The Prime Minister of India, Modi, he himself imposed a law where it's illegal to change religions into Christianity. So if you're a Hindu and you're a lower caste Hindu, you cannot convert to Christianity unless you get permission. So it's, you know, like, and I understand, you know, the enemy of my enemy becomes my friend.
No, I understand India's got its own problems, but but haven't you had like 100 and something million Hindus have been killed by Islamicists in the last 1,400 years, right?
Well, there's been a lot of problems with Islam coming in, but then again, there's also been problems with Hindus attacking Buddhists. So what happened was Afghanistan was initially Buddhist. That's why the Taliban had destroyed the Buddhist sculptures that were in the
world. No, that's right.
What happened was
describe briefly then who the Sikhs are and how they had to basically become militarized just to survive.
Yeah, so and again, like, this isn't about specific religions. It's about the leaders of that time of those religions. Let's just clarify. You know, I don't want to...
Sure, I understand.
...of religion, right? So what happened was when Hindus made the Buddhist switch over to Hinduism, they were kind of resenting that, and Afghanistan became Hinduism once more. And then when Islam came, they then used that religion as a form of conquering India. And at that point, the Muslims were coming into India, and they were forcibly converting Muslims, or sorry, Hindus into Islam.
I ought to put you on hold and get your number. You should come on as a guest to talk about this. I know it's really complex. That's amazing, Jay. You get his number.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You got it.
The Transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've discussed this at length. In recent years, we've also seen the rise of nations who view themselves at least as competitors, if not as adversaries of the United States. They began to utilize new asymmetric weapons to undercut our democratic institutions, to steal our most sensitive intellectual property. Let me start with Russia. Obviously, certain questions remain with respect to the true extent of the Russian interference in the 2016 elections. And we'll work through these, continue to work through these in a bipartisan way on this committee. However, I think you'll find a broad bipartisan consensus on this committee on a number of critical issues. First, that Russia engaged in a coordinated attack to undermine our democracy. Second, that effort included targeting of state and local elections, electoral activities in 21 states. And third, the Russian effort in a new area utilized our social media platforms to push and spread misinformation at an unprecedented scale. Now, we've had more than a year to get our act together and address the threat posed by Russia and implement a strategy to deter further attacks. But I believe, unfortunately, we still don't have a comprehensive plan. 2 weeks ago, Director Pompeo publicly stated that he has every expectation that Russia will try to influence our upcoming elections. Secretary of State Tillerson just last week said that we're already seeing Russian efforts to meddle in the 2018 elections. But I believe in many ways we're no better prepared than we were in 2016. Make no mistake, this threat did not begin in 2016, and it certainly didn't end with the election. What we are seeing is a continuous assault by Russia to target and undermine our democratic institutions, and they're going to keep coming at us. Despite all this, the president inconveniently continues to deny the threat posed by Russia. He didn't increase sanctions on Russia when he had a chance to do so. He hasn't even tweeted a single concern. This threat, I believe, demands a whole-of-government response, and that response needs to start with leadership at the top. At the same time, other threats to our institutions come from right here at home. There have been some, aided and abetted by Russian Internet bots and trolls, who've attacked the basic integrity of the FBI and the Justice Department. This is a dangerous trend. This campaign of innuendo and misinformation shall alarm all of us, regardless of our partisan affiliation.
Now, let me explain something about Senator Warner here. He is a snake in the grass because that entire 3-minute question, monologue, whatever you want to say that he went on there, was 100% so that Democrat media could use that for clips and play it on tonight's shows. And as I'm listening, I'm saying, hey, crew, was that the statement he made earlier? And they're saying, yes, that was a statement. And they're already telling me NPR is using it, CNN is using it. And so I remember watching that Warner, when Mark Warner was saying that, and I went to the War Room Twitter account, and I actually tweeted out. I was like, you watch. The only reason why Warner made that statement was so that Democrat media could use it later and say, look, Russia's clearly tampering our election. They all agree, even though Trump's name was never even brought up. And then Jim Sciotto from CNN totally misrepresents what Warner did and said, and what Dan Coats said during the questioning. But we'll get more into that later with Roger Stone. In the meantime, we are joined by Gavin McGinnis. And I think that we've got something very strange to talk about here, Gavin, a strange portrait of Barack and Michelle Obama. I'm not sure which one is worse. I guess we could just start there. Which one of the Obama portraits is worse?
The Obama one is worse because of the context. We're never going to see that Michelle Obama one anywhere. But when your son, your grandson, looks up presidential portraits, they'll see all the same, and then some guy in a bunch of leaves. And the reason Obama did that is because it's an FU to traditionalism and America in general. So he's not about America. He's about Obama. And I think this presidential portrait perfectly sums up that megalomania.
Gavin, first of all, let me compliment you on your official Proud Boys pocket protector. It's a great look.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
$2.50 on our merch at our merch store.
You know, it's actually funny. This Obama portrait, it gets even stranger and stranger. So you have the artist that did the depiction of black women decapitating white women, and you can tell it's totally a racially motivated thing just by the artwork. And then you've got the other thing. I couldn't even believe that when I came in here and you saw Alex Jones reporting on how this artist likes to put semen on his artwork. I mean, and then there's the other thing about Obama being in the weeds. That's almost the perfect representation of his presidency. In the weeds is like a saying. It's like you're in the weeds, you're far behind, you don't know what you're doing, you're clueless, you're hopeless. That was Obama. That was Barack Obama. I mean, the portrait is actually rather stunning as far as its accuracy is concerned.
Well, I think they have to be seen in some context. Obama looks like he's taking a dump, and Michelle looks like she's smelling it. I mean,
it smells like Schiff, too.
It does smell like Schiff. But more of that later.
There's so many layers of allegory here, and if Kendi Wiley did this portrait to make us talk about him, then he did a great job. I think it's fascinating that the guy's a complete fraud. He's a fairly good painter from the mid-aughts who discovered he could just send pictures down to China and they will paint them meticulously and do the photorealism. So around 2010, his paintings get about 40% better overnight because he opened up a sweatshop in Beijing where they do all this work. And I think he does the sperms because he gets back, like you can see even on this Obama one, the leaves are repeated because he's just used a Photoshop pattern and copied it with the stamp tool. And then he sends this Photoshop collage. The Chinese recreate it perfectly. And I bet when it comes back, he feels kind of guilty. He goes, I'm one of the highest paid artists of my generation. I'm just going to add some squiggly sperms just to sort of make me feel better about the fact that this is a complete ripoff.
There's the pictures on Infowars.com. Obama portrait shock, president covered in sperm. At first I thought maybe this was a reference to maybe perhaps some homosexuality tendencies that he might have. I didn't realize this was like a thing that the artist does. But
it's a meme, I guess.
Yeah.
Sub-theme of his work.
Some subtext there,
it's
Gavin.
It's really weird.
Well, he's really into hot guys because he's gay. And his background is painting super hot black thugs and then painting them in sort of a Napoleon thing. So he's got Chinese people depicting black guys doing white history. It's like Hamilton all over again. And so much of this recent black culture seems to be about fantasizing that European history is their history and they crossed the Swiss Alps and you know, they discovered America. They were the founding fathers. And I don't mind that per se, but I just mind that you have a problem with whites. I love including blacks, but now you're determined to sort of exclude whites out of some sort of, I believe, racist animosity.
You know, it's funny you mention that. When I was in London, I took in Hamilton, and I actually enjoyed it, but I had no idea Thomas Jefferson was black. No idea.
And I don't care that you made Thomas Jefferson black. I care that you mind that Thomas Jefferson was white. Why are you so put off? Why can you not read American history if it's a bunch of, as they say, dead white men? What's the matter with dead white men?
Well, they founded this country to begin with.
I like them. Some of my favorite guys are dead white guys.
Yeah, you better watch out. You're talking kind of racist stuff now there. You can't be glorifying white people. That's why we need to hire black artists that depict white women being beheaded by black women, and then also, as just kind of an aside, like to put sperm in their art. That's just it. That's just art to me. Yeah.
It's one thing if you're going to be obsessed with affirmative action. It's another thing if you're going to be lazy about it. And there's probably millions of old black dudes who smoke a pipe, who could do photorealism, who would do a traditional presidential portrait. You could add a little twist. You could even be wearing sunglasses. I don't know. But no, you had to go all out and get a gay racist to make fun of all the other presidential portraits because you don't like America. And every gesture you do has to be a screw you to the rest of us.
That's Gavin McGinnis. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you just never know. You never know what's going on here at InfoWars. It's so crazy. Alex Jones might be walking around the corner, seeing what you're researching with the most breaking news, as we are visited live by Gavin McGinnis. You know, one of the things that's not being reported on that happened as far as the portrait reveal yesterday was the fact that all other portraits revealed, at least from my knowledge, and I just did a brief look into history. Roger, you were confirming this as far as your memory concerned as well. They're always done at the White House. They always do the portrait reveal at the White House.
Yes.
But for Obama, they did it at the Smithsonian. So I'm wondering, why didn't the Obamas have the portrait reveals at the White House? Is that because, well, obviously the Trumps and the Obamas probably don't get along considering Obama was illegally spying on him? Is it because Melania had the White House exercised from the demons that the Obamas left behind, and she didn't want the Obamas back? Is it because the Obamas didn't want to go back because they know they're being looked into for all this potential treason?
I think you hit it. Melania probably didn't want to reinfect the place.
Yeah, she already had it exercised. She didn't want those demons coming back.
Yeah, that could be it.
What do you think, Gavin? I mean, I you're a pretty creative, artistic guy. I mean, you've got the pocket protector on. You've got the glasses. I mean, I'd assume you can make art just by looking at you. That's what I do. But I think that, you know, the Michelle Obama portrait, I mean, that was just a total hack job. I mean, who drew that? They don't know how to shade. I mean, it's like, it doesn't even look like her. I mean, what?
Michelle Obama is so hideous that she looks disproportionate in real life. Sometimes when you see her, just a photograph of her, it looks like a bad drawing.
Well,
so
that might be for a reason.
It's possible those giant crocodile hands and that hideous face and those bizarre proportions, it's possible those are all completely accurate.
Well, you know,
it's funny that she chose an artist who is a self-described social justice warrior artist, and she represents the perfect kind of black that liberals love. They don't love real deal blacks that, you know, are working class and are busting their ass that love America. They like quirky ones that have like funny frames and some blonde tips and listen to NPR and will do tricks when you tell them to. The people they chose, the black gay intellectual who outsources his work and the social justice warrior woman, they really represent the kind of black people that white people want. Not really authentic blacks, but sort of pet Negroes, if you will.
Careful there.
Go back to the, can you guys go back to the Michelle portrait real quick? You know, they're making it a depiction like she's propping up her elbow on her, or her arm on her knee. Other people think she might be propping it up on her third arm, if you know what I mean. But maybe the problem is that the artist actually drew a woman. Maybe that was the problem. The artist actually drew a woman. And then on the other side, actually, if you notice, look at Obama's left hand in the portrait. If you actually zoom in on Obama's left hand, it looks like the artist made him with six fingers. It just gets weirder and weirder. Look at this deal.
Oh, and you just saying that just got a poor little Asian 14-year-old thrashed with 10 lashes.
He's being caned
for
right
failing
now
to do his job. You just got him kicked out of the sweatshop. Way to go.
I'm sorry.
Dude,
I didn't know that. That was part of the Chinese Photoshop job?
No. Kehende does the Photoshop. The Chinese have to sit there for 100 hours meticulously painting it so they can have enough ramen to not starve to death.
Well, I mean, if you look at his face, it's a little odd. I could be wrong, but I think he has the bottom third of Richard Nixon's face. Isn't that Nixon's face across the bottom?
Well,
the jowl? Look at those jowls.
We're told Nixon was the worst guy on earth because he dared to record someone. It turns out Obama was spying on absolutely everyone. Aren't Nixon and Obama kindred spirits in that sense?
Well, other than the fact that what Nixon did pales in comparison in terms of the scope of what Obama did. Remember, at least Nixon's was a private job. Six misguided individuals break into the Watergate and never plant a bug that works. Obama uses the entire authority and power of the state to spy on the Republican candidate for president, sweeping in its illegality.
I want exactly. And we'll never stop hearing about Nixon. They just crowbarred the Pentagon Papers into that movie, The Post,
yeah,
and made it all about Nixon, even though he wasn't even mentioned them once. That wasn't his problem. And no one is going to do a movie in 20, 30 years about how Obama was far worse than Nixon. The double standards from these people is just shocking sometimes.
Well, in fact, their timing is really bad because on the one hand, they're celebrating the fact that the Post and the New York Times courageously published classified information when we want at the same time to send Julian Assange to jail for publishing classified information. It's what journalists do. Even the Obama administration concluded that if you prosecuted Assange, you'd have to prosecute every journalist in America and every major newspaper.
Whoa, liberals have double standards, Roger? Wow, I didn't even realize that. Thank you for enlightening me on that.
Pretty amazing.
I want to get both of your opinions on something here as we close the segment, though. Why? What happened with this portrait? Was this an intentional move from Obama? Did he say, look, I want you to make this an abomination. I want you to make this as quirky as possible. I want you to make me sick out. Do whatever you got to do. Just, you know, go ahead and put your little sperm on there. Do the little six-finger deal, whatever you got to do. And it was like, okay, so that was the deal. You know, he obviously knew that this artist drew depictions of black women decapitating white women. Or did the artist kind of take it upon himself to make it all about him? Was this an artist move to say, well, I'm going to make this about me. I'm going to make it quirky. I'm going to put my little, you know, footnote on this and everything. What do you think was the deal here, Rogers? Was this more an Obama call or did the artist take it into his own hands?
Oh, and I don't think you're getting it. You're just not getting it. This is hip. Don't you see that it's hip? The Obamas are endlessly
hip. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. What do you think, Gavin?
Kehinde Wiley's never done anything but this. His first paintings were gorgeous hunk gay thugs or thugs that he was attracted to, with this floral arrangement behind them, with patterns behind them. I'm here in New York, where the man is a god. You go to the Brooklyn Museum, and the whole lobby is just Kehinde Wiley, Kehinde Wiley. He's royalty here. So there's no way you commission a portrait from Wiley and not know that you're going to be subsumed by the background. That's the way this guy paints. And I think he chose Wiley, by the way, because they were both abandoned by their African fathers, and they both worship Africa and put it way before America with their African prints all over the place. So Barack Obama and his love for the third world and Wiley's obsession with Africa are both intertangled. They both show that when you abandon a child, he will prefer the East to the West, and that painting symbolized that. This painting says, I want to separate myself from all the other presidents and subsequently separate myself from America. I'm not like you. I'm better. That's really the subtext here. I'm better.
I have a feeling that portrait isn't going to be around long. I don't know. It's just a weird feeling I have that portrait isn't going to be around long. I think that it might be scrubbed. Just
well,
like Obama's legacy.
As you know, the portraits of Nixon and Agnew are both put in storage. I have a feeling this one may be ultimately headed to the same place.
Storage and incinerator.
If Obama is ultimately prosecuted, because the real question of the day, as you know, is what did the president know about the spying on Donald Trump and when did he know it? Because no person is above the law.
Is that Obama pointing at his six finger, Gavin? Is that what we just saw there? Is that... Hold on.
Isn't it funny how bad they are at all this? Like, they're bad at choosing an artist. They get a guy who wants to decapitate white people. They didn't even Google him first. And then they do this Russia collusion crap. They're so half-assed about it, leaving a paper trail everywhere they go. We got Anthony Weiner leaving his computer open in front of a prostitute. Like, not only these people want to be Machiavellian, but they're more like lost children.
All right, that's Gavin McGinnis. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
$1.50, $1.50, $1.50, that's how much I'd pay for Obama's portrait.
Oh, and you're overpaying.
You think?
This is garbage. I mean, this is just pop culture garbage.
$1.50, Gavin. What, is that overpriced? $1.50 for Obama's portrait?
Yeah, I think that's a little rich.
I mean, a roll of toilet paper costs, you know, a buck.
Well, the problem with buying art is unless you're an art dealer, you got to have this up in your house. You have to look at it every day, and it's just going to make you mad.
Well, you got, you know, Get Off My Lawn with Gavin McGinnis. That's the name of your show. Obama's permanently implanted on your lawn now.
Yeah, he really is.
He's permanently entrenched.
It's just, I did my whole show on it, by the way, for tonight, because the whole thing just sums up all of this animosity, all this needless racism, all this needless division that goes on in the States, just and the amount of the lack of gratitude, the lack of reverence for America and tradition. And it just shows what this SJW culture has done to the country. It's made us hate each other. When this country was founded on the notion of everyone being about meritocracy. I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you're black, if you're white. Let's work hard and all come together. But no, they have to get these SJWs in there needling it, trying to push us back to the civil rights, pre-civil rights era where there was hatred everywhere. That's what they want. That's where they thrive.
Yeah, and the lack of class, too. Guys, if you could actually zoom in on that picture that Gavin has pulled up or find a similar picture, because I want to get Roger Stone's take on this. Obviously, Roger, you are a fashion critique, if you will, and you like to dabble in best dress lists. People know about this. I'd like to know your comments. First of all, to me, I'm not sure what Michelle Obama is wearing at this event, but since when do females wear navy togas? Is that a thing I'm missing?
Well, the other thing that occurred to me is that if they had put Obama in a leaf-colored suit, it would have looked like a Talking Heads album cover, which they probably thought about, at least briefly.
I want to get, guys, can we get Michelle Obama from that day on? She's wearing like a navy toga. It's a real hideous look. And then Roger, what about the suit that I've already forgotten the male artist's name. He's not, I don't even need to know his name.
Henday Wiley.
Henday Wiley. What did you think about his suit, Roger? There's the navy toga. What is that?
Yeah, that's odd. I didn't see the artist's suit, so I'm not yet in a position to put him on the worst dress list.
But. Guys, let's get Henday Wiley. Can we get Wiley on the?
You know what Michelle Obama looks like? That dress looks like she was having an affair. And then the husband, the wife came home
and she threw a sheet over.
Oh my God, brand new behind the carpet. And then the woman found out, threw all her clothes in the garbage. And then she had to run out of the house with the curtain as her clothes. And she just sort of wrapped it around herself like Braveheart and was running through the streets trying to get shelter.
So go back one. Was that the artist on the left?
Yeah, that was
okay,
him.
Okay, so he borrowed that suit from Spike Jonze. Not Spike Jonze, the movie producer. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, 1940. That's hideous.
Boy.
Today's man, I think.
Well, I'll tell you. I think
maybe the International Mail catalog.
I just can't believe that they put this portrait out there. Didn't they realize they just gave us a platform to make fun of Barack Obama for at least the next week, month, years even? I mean, this portrait is just a total abomination. It's the most memeable portrait that you've ever seen. We've got a ton of memes that we're going to be covering on the War Room later with myself and Roger Stone. I mean, it's just hilarious. I want to take some calls with Gavin as well. But Gavin, just final words on the portrait, if we are willing to call it that.
You know, long ago I sat down and I prayed and I said, Lord, please make my enemies look ridiculous. And he's overdone it. Slow down. I'm getting tired of winning. I didn't mean that ridiculous. Dial it down a notch, sir.
Yeah, he didn't want to have Obama on his lawn permanently. The name of his show is Get Off My Lawn. You just gave him a punchline for the rest of his show. There it is, Roger.
Yep, Spike Jonze. See, it's the same suit.
That suit's actually maybe a little better looking. I can't tell. It's not in color, but at least that one doesn't seem to be. Oh boy. Oh, goodness. It's like from The Nightmare Before Christmas, what Henday Wiley has on. The Nightmare Before Christmas, Henday Wiley, from The Nightmare Before Christmas. All right, let's take a phone call. We got Roger Stone. We got Gavin McGinnis on. Let's go to Fernie. Well, what do you have to say about the portrait? You have a question for Gavin, for Roger Stone. What's on your mind?
Looks like I'm going to need to contact Henday and Obama for my next hot dog party since they're.
You could get $68,000 worth of succulent hot dogs with Obama.
Yeah. I thought of a new name too for Shift. You can call him Bapho Shift for instead of for Baphomet, because you know they like to lie and
that's terrible.
I kind of liked Shift for Brains as a
That's much better
new appellation.
I still like Piece of Shift.
Did you see Tucker Carlson destroy the other half of the dynamic duo of Dumb, Congressman Eric Swalwell, last night? Stunning piece of work. Just destroyed him.
What else on your mind, Fernie?
I originally called for the AI and like the singularity and trying to like the slow process of ending biology or ending sciences as a means to an end to get us to believe in, you know, the fake singularity. Because the real singularity, you know, I can feel it. It's crazy.
But you're talking about more the technological aspect and not the aspect of the social justice warriors now forming the LGBTQFYZHW29er24+9QC?
That's a part of it, too. I actually did, like, a small YouTube video. If you go to FERNY1337 on YouTube. Like, so they get into the schools, right? They break up the families. There's no friends, there's no identity, then there's no language, no words. Then they start banning the words, and then all of a sudden you have to speak in this code where you can only speak certain words and say.
Yeah, now they're saying you can't say best friend. They already don't want you to say Merry Christmas. It's all this stuff. You know, I don't know. And I actually just thought of something else that I kind of have to actually go off on a different direction now, because I just thought of this while we have Gavin on. Hey, Gavin, were some of the members of the Proud Boys under attack at Washington University? Were those Proud Boys I saw in that video?
Yeah, they got smashed in the back of the head. They had batons, batons.
Yeah, they tried to sneak up on them, too.
And mace. And so they came right at these boys. This was the Washington division. And they started, as they're wont to do, fighting back. And you've never seen people more stunned. And you know what else was funny about it, too? As they're getting pounded for pepper spraying someone, one guy's like this, he got the back of his head open up, this other guy's just nailing them all. Every time they get punched, they go flying back.
Literally,
like,
they
fly. Your first punch. Baby's first punch. and then as this is happening, there's this little girl. She's maybe like 5. I shouldn't say little girl, but small woman. And she's doing that thing that these overly empowered feminists do where they think they can just take over the world. And they go, hey, what's going on here? What are you doing? And you're like, lady, you're going up to a giant man who's in a fist fight, and you're talking like you're his kindergarten teacher. What are you doing here? Get out of here. These women think they can beat up men, and they're going to get killed.
Well, that was the crazy thing about it is how, I mean, they pepper spray, and then they get hit back, and they're like, what are you kidding me?
How dare you? Gavin,
it really is
the
Libelitos in a nutshell. They have this thin veneer of hubris, and when you just go, plook, like that, they go, what are you doing? Stop! We have police! Police!
F the police! Oh, police! Ah!
Get me a
That's
cop.
That's assault! They always say that.
Yeah. On my recent trip across Florida, I had a phalanx from the Proud Boys for security. It was very much appreciated. Great bunch
of
guys.
Well, we appreciate you, Roger. We are huge fans, and it's an honor to be in your presence, because you're no fair weather friend. I mean, you've been around for a long time. We're just rookies. You're figuring out as we go.
Well, we appreciate you, Gavin McGinnis, coming on the Alex Jones Show. Now, get out of here and go get Obama off of your lawn. We'll be right back with your phone calls on the other side.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
InfoWars is now live 10 hours a day, and in fact, actually, there is a satellite being installed here at InfoWars World Headquarters today, and it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard Alex Jones talk about it before. He wants to be live 20 hours a day by 2019, and that's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, you have brought us to this point now where we're already live 10 hours a day. Reporters everywhere, going to live events, breaking news stories. We get Roger Stone to come in studio. So it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got some new products available for you, including the new Icurin from InfoWars Life. And Icurin is a great liver cleanse. The more toxins and diseases find their way into your system, the more important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up. Because your liver and kidneys are without a doubt the most important detoxifiers, it's time you took care of them like they take care of you with Icurin from InfoWars Life. The liver and kidneys take care of and help filter out almost all the toxins in your body to keep you clean and healthy. With the incredibly large amount outside and dangerous toxins, we need to look after these powerful organs. With iCurin, we finally created a formula that can support your liver in cleaning your body and removing dangerous toxins by promoting healthy liver function. So take advantage of iCurin now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's 50% off. That's an introductory rate of 50% off. So take advantage of this great liver cleansing supplement, iCurin, at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about the massive discount we have on CellForce right now. 53% off CellForce, which is a limited time offer. Because we're basically just going to try to sell all of it. So take advantage of this great product and this great price before it is gone. CellForce at InfoWarsStore.com, 53% off right now. This deal is so good, we're literally undercutting ourselves. We are literally undercutting ourselves with this deal. But that's because we want you to try it before we bring up the next wave of CellForce. So we know that you'll like this one, so you try that one, and then we bring out the next wave that's going to be even more powerful. So 53% off CellForce at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some callers on the line for myself and Roger Stone. Let's take care of that. Let's go to Josh in South Carolina. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Owen. So, although I sometimes question the commitment to the InfoWar of some of the guests Alex has on and even some of the guest hosts, nobody can ever question your commitment, Road Warrior Owen. You've shown the fruits of your labor out there, getting shouted down, getting pushed around, and even getting spit on. So bravo for that. And I originally called to talk with Alex, 15-year listener, since Road to Tyranny never got the chance to speak with him. But since you have Roger Stone in there, I'm going to switch gears to him. I have a request and a question. But first, I just wanted to say, around my house at 8 p.m., it's Tucker time. That's because I sit the family around the TV. We watch Tucker Carlson as he takes on all the libtards like Adam Schiffhead and Eric Swalwell. But I got to say, whenever he mentions Alex Jones's name, it's always in the negative. It's always tinfoil hat or conspiracy theory or something like that. I'm really getting annoyed with it because Tucker Carlson, believe it or not, should thank Alex Jones, because if it wasn't for him having him on that time a couple of years ago for about an hour long.
Yeah, he was in studio here.
Yeah. People would not know Tucker, and he would not be in the position he's in. And I know he's listening because he goes on and he repeats a lot of stuff that he hears on here. So, Tucker, if you're going to say his name, be positive or just keep his name out of your mouth, because people like me are getting tired of it. Now, Roger Stone, first a request, because I know you have the president's ear. Please have him lift the ban on Cubans coming into our country. I think we need to do everything we can to undermine communism in this hemisphere. It would go a long way for diplomacy, certainly for the current Cubans living here. We need all the good Cubans we have here. My wife is a beautiful, smart Cuban who escaped through Venezuela and is very thankful to be here, but she has many of family members who would love to trade places with a bunch of the socialists here. So, people out there who want to vote Bernie Sanders, I say we just trade and let them trade spots with them.
No, I've actually literally suggested that before. Trump offered, say, hey, if you want to leave the country, okay, here, pick your country, we'll send you there. But actually, I want to hear Roger. Let's let Roger respond to not only the Tucker Carlson points, but if you wanted to comment as well
sure.
on the Cuban.
Let's take them one at a time. The irony of this, of course, is, and I happen to know this for an absolute fact, Tucker Carlson really likes Alex Jones, and he respects him. So I don't think he says these things with any animosity. That said, I think the brass at Fox have a general order that no one is allowed to go on InfoWars. Why? They view us as competition, even though we don't view them as competition. We view them as comrades in the greater fight for freedom. As for your Cuba point, I am also married to a beautiful, accomplished Cuban woman. I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, that's great, but I believe I've probably caught every episode, and I certainly saw you on there. You had a great appearance on there. But whenever he mentions Alex Jones, it's always tinfoil hat, conspiracy theory.
Well, and I'll just say, too, to me it's like the same thing that happened to Matt Gaetz when he got set up on CNN by Jake Tapper, who Matt Gaetz just unloads a litany of facts about the Clinton paid for dossier and everything. And then Jake Tapper says, yeah, well, you went on the Alex Jones show, as if that somehow discounts all the facts that he just laid out. And Matt Gaetz was like, look, I don't agree with Alex on everything, but hey, he's got an audience. He's a real person. Why can't I talk to him?
Yeah, I guess when you go on CNN, does that mean you agree with everything that Jake Tapper or Wolf Blitzer say? Of course not. We're a news network here. We have guests that we don't agree with on everything, but they're interesting, they're newsworthy, and they have a point of view, which is why we bring them here.
I guess I would say this to you, Josh. If Fox or Tucker or anyone, and I have no beef with Tucker or Matt Gaetz if they want to talk trash on InfoWars, because I don't think they believe it at the end of the day. I think they agree with the things we say, and they probably like us. But if that's what they do or that's what they have to do or whatever the case is, then that's fine, because that only draws more people to us at the end of the day, because we're not getting involved with infighting with Tucker or Fox or Matt Gaetz or anyone. We like what they do, and we will support them as long as they support America. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Tucker has been so devastating in his handling of both Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, as in, don't Swalwell that, it's covered in Schiff. Then you gotta love it. You just got to.
All right, Josh, thank you so much for the call. I got to move on, though. Let's go to CJ in Rhode Island. Go ahead, CJ.
Thank you. So today, I really do want to get into these subjects, the overturning of the presidential election. I think they're going to arrest Trump's ex and current White House aides. I do have a lead on the assassination of President Trump. And before you say, I'm sure you do, just hear me out. And I think when they do overturn the presidential election, I think Obama's going to run for a third term in that new election. When
I have to be honest, CJ, you're sounding crazy to me.
Well, I mean, you can think that if you want, but...
Well, I think you were on track there, but for the last point... I wrote a piece for InfoWars a couple weeks ago where I basically said the establishment has Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, and Plan D. Plan A was the Electoral College and the recount. It failed. Plan B is the Russian collusion dilution. It's failing. Plan C is the 25th Amendment. Plan D...
There was probably another plan in there, too, with the Me Too movement as well. I think that was another plan, too.
That good point.
Yeah.
So, but the point, of course, is that we have had two presidents deposed, one in a violent coup, one in a peaceful but legal coup. And you cannot underestimate the deep enmity that the political establishment and the elites of both parties have for Donald Trump. And their resolve to do exactly what you say, to undo what they couldn't do at the ballot box. Undo the results of the last election.
And I'll just say this to you, CJ, and we'll let you finish it off. I was saying it sounded crazy having Obama for a third term. I don't see that ever happening at all. Maybe trying to put Hillary in there or electing someone else. But my thing with the assassination is, and I don't know what lead you claim you have a lead on that. I do believe that there was a lead and that they have text messages, perhaps even from FBI agents, talking about a political assassination or the assassination of Trump. And those aren't even on the burner phones or the ham radios that these people were using to communicate as well. So that's my thing. I think Trump has an ace card in that if they do try to assassinate Trump, they already know who's going to be guilty because they have the text. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, the Obama third term thing, he said he wanted to run in December 2016. He went on the Axe Files radio program and he said...
Yeah, Obama also didn't say you build a business. I mean, since when do you believe a word Obama says?
Well, also, you need a constitutional change even for him to run, which is why he would just insert Michelle. Oh, wait a minute, hasn't been a U.S. citizen long enough to be eligible.
Oh!
No problem there.
Funny how that works. Thank you for the call, CJ. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson on the other side of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.